Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
So I did some squats and my butt hurts.
Oh, she did some squats. Yo. Hey, are we podcasting?
Are we podcasting? I don't even know.
I know that everyone's going to be like, is Kristen unwell? No, Kristen just hasn't had any sleep. We've had a stressful week.
Yep.
And I gave up on doing my makeup because I was like, I don't want to right now. Can we turn off the heat? Okay, that's better.
Oh, that's, yep, that's off.
And
now.
Then I almost just went to take off my shirt and I was like, I don't think I would.
There's nothing
underneath.
On underneath. Yeah. No.
That would 100% happen.
What if you had nothing on underneath and you just didn't notice? You know what? Maybe that happens. If you haven't watched the whole video on YouTube, you can find us on YouTube.
Yeah.
Kristen is currently wearing a shirt. I don't want to mislead anybody. But you can also find us wherever you listen to podcasts. We're professional podcasters. Find us on Instagram.
Find
Facebook,
us at our
YouTube.
Website, which is www.imomsohard.com, because we are about ready to hit the road on our tour. We did our first show.
Yeah, that's why we're so tired.
Oh, my God. Adrenaline when it leaves my body. It's amazing. If I was walking to my car, I think I would just lay down.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's why I have to get home, because I'm like, this is going to come out of my system. And then I'm like my arms don't work and I like eat chips in my bed. Like,
yeah.
It's
terrible. This is solidly twice yesterday. And one of them I don't feel great about because Kristen was like, God, I feel like I haven't even made dinner for my kids in like 3 weeks. And I was like, it's been like 3 months, I think. I mean, I make their dinner, but I haven't made like a family dinner except for like a holiday in like forever. And last night I was like, my husband and I were sitting outside, both exhausted.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm going to go in for dinner. And I was like, let's see if she can survive an apocalypse. Because
let's see what she pulls together.
Guess what she did? She sat there and starved because I walked inside. And I was like, what'd you have, baby? She goes,
nothing.
Nothing. The boy one figured it out. Her, she was like, I'm just going to sit
it's
here
weird.
And look cute. And
if
see
you
if
just
a,
sit here, a somebody, server should appear.
I know. I want to speak to a manager, please.
Yeah,
but
this is not what I signed up
for.
She
asked me for something else earlier in the day, and I was like, can mommy get a break?
Yeah, can mommy
get a
break?
Get a break?
Well, speaking of that, I got to tell you. Oh, man. This has been a week. This has been a week of my Eleanor, okay?
Oh. You guys, Eleanor's the funniest, sweetest little thing.
She is the funniest, sweetest little thing. She also has a little bit of a sparkle in her eye at times when she knows.
Where on earth did she get that
when
from?
She knows she's asking questions that are going to put me on the spot a little
okay.
bit.
Okay.
So the first, I would just like, I don't even know how to categorize this. Let me just say that perhaps this has been a week of awakenings.
That's
okay.
Great, guys.
The first thing that happened, so we as a family have been spread out everywhere.
Yeah.
So Finn goes to a school that's kind of far away. Eleanor goes to our local elementary school. Jen and I have been riding like crazy. My husband is in grad school. We're constantly like two ships passing in the night trying
yes.
to take care of everything. And then, of course, like during all of this busy time, Eleanor has a day off of school where we're all working. Finn's in school. Like, you know, when it was the Armenian Genocide Day that there was off from school.
Which I think is great that they do.
Yes.
Like that day is a wonderful thing to recognize and needs, like there should be more education generally about it. But like, because I didn't know
there's
about
a,
it until
there's
I moved
a lot
LA.
Of days off. And that is not a comment
that's
on Armenian Genocide.
No.
Genocide. I'm like, there's literally so many days off in the public school system in California. I'm like, can I count on a full Monday to Friday?
Yeah. No, you cannot.
You
and
can't.
Let me tell you, there's like, there's sort of these days you get the LAUSD calendar and there's like a diamond shape over a day and it means like it's elective. Like your principal can literally decide, like, are you going to that school that
yeah.
day or not? Like it's tricky, you guys.
It is tricky when, especially when you're just trying to do all the things. So luckily, my friend Jill down the street, big shout out to Jill, was like, does Eleanor want to join us? We're going to go to the zoo. I'm
hell
like,
hell yeah, she
great.
Does. Yeah.
So then I go to have what is our longest day. I think we did like an 8-hour rehearsal. We wrote, we were on our feet. It's like, so your brain hurts. Yeah. I don't get
it's
home.
Like training a dog.
It is. It's, it, it is a, it's such a fun activity and such a fun process to write a stand-up show, but you are, your brain is as activated yeah. and your body is too. 'Cause you get up and you start moving and you're nervous and you're thinking. And
that's,
so,
I mean, we're training our Pearl, you know, the new
dog.
Are you
comparing us to your new dog?
I literally am. This is what I thought about. My husband was like, Jen, you can't like have the kids like training her for half an hour. A dog has 5 minutes before their brain will like, they'll need
that's,
to take a
I'm
nap.
Her.
And I was like, oh I'm my Pearl. God, I am Pearl.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to nap like 18 times a day. So I get home and Eleanor, I thought something was funny because she was in bed and she was like, peacefully laying on her side with her little hands by her face. Uh-oh. And she had a grin on her face. And I watched
it. Steal a car?
It, yeah, it was just, on? She just looked like the cat that swallowed the canary. You know, oh, she's no. like, and she goes, I've been waiting for you. And I go, oh? She goes, I have to tell you what happened at the zoo. And I said, for some reason in my head, I was like, I think I kind of know.
What?
No. So she goes, I go, what happened at the zoo? And so she sat up. Like she'd prepared to tell me. She sat up and she goes, we went and saw the orangutans. Okay. And I said, okay, were they out? And she goes, oh, they were out. And I go, what? And she goes, the boy orangutan went over to the girl orangutan and he put his hand on her shoulder like knock, knock. And then all of a sudden, his penis came out and it looked.
No. No. Knock, knock, and then the penis came out. I met that guy. No, thank you. No, thank you.
Evidently, the orangutans, there had been a flirtation for some time, I think. But the Eleanor goes, the penis came out and it looked like a carrot.
He had a guitar and he was singing
yeah,
John Mayer songs.
Yeah, he was singing John Mayer yeah. songs. She had had a margarita. Everything
Whoa,
was fine.
Okay.
So Eleanor goes, and then she like starts to think about it. And she's like, and then he did the thing. And I go, like a dumbass, I go, what thing? And she puts her finger in a circle and her other finger, index
oh,
finger
no.
up. And then like she had been preparing for this moment
oh,
from
no.
one end of the, and then she just stops in front of her face and puts them together. And
oh,
I go,
my.
Eleanor, I go, this is 9:30 at night. And I'm so tired. And I start laughing oh. so hard. And she starts laughing. I know she thinks it's hilarious because she's showing both sets of
yep.
teeth, like top and bottom.
Oh,
and she goes, Mom, you want to know the funniest thing about it? I'm like, yeah, sure. We've covered all the bases at this point. She goes, the whole thing was so casual. She goes, Wellie, he was only there for like 5 seconds and it was over. And I was like, don't do bits. Don't do bits. Don't do
yeah,
bits.
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah.
I go, and you saw all this? And she goes, oh, yeah, I was the closest one to the glass. I'm like, oh, God, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
And then I go, I'm like, okay. Do you have any questions? And then she looks at me and she goes, so many.
Why did it have to be that on that day?
Like on that day. I just was like.
I mean, usually they just sit by the glass
yeah,
and do
like,
weird things
or like,
with their lips.
Can the worst just, like, thing they do is like, you know, touch their own, throw their boob.
I mean, the orangutans are uncomfortable anyway because they look human enough. They look like somebody's Irish grandpa sometimes. Like, you know, they're with the saggy boobs. Like, we all know that it's uncomfortable. They look too human. And it's a little bit uncomfortable. I mean, basically, she saw an orangutan porn.
She saw orangutan porn.
I mean, you can't.
Well, I don't even
zoo.
Know if it's that. It's more of like the red light district at the zoo because
I mean,
it was like in person.
I guess.
But
I
the
mean,
fact that she was like, it was so casual. I'm like, what a weird word. So, so anyway.
So casual. What?
So cut you. This is the beginning of the week.
That's only the beginning.
This is like Monday.
Oh, dear God. Why
okay.
couldn't it have been like somebody fell in there and the orangutan
totally,
saved
Totally.
Them?
Or like there had been a scientist there to go over the nuts and bolts of what
could
happened.
Have been anything. And
just
it was,
someone to give me a little help. Because I'm like, I know you have questions, but I need to focus on this show.
Yep.
And I'm going to answer them. I just can't do it right now.
Why
so,
don't you write those down in an official letter and we'll deal
and
with
I'll
those.
Ask somebody that actually knows the answer. So then it goes.
I have questions.
I know. So then it goes one step further. You know when I told you I was like, I think I'm getting hot flashes at night. Nope, our AC broke. So good. But every time I get hot, I'm like, here it is.
Yep.
So I got into a little tiff with my husband.
Oh.
And I go, the AC isn't working. And he's like, yeah, it is. It's just going to take a long time to cool down the house. I go, it's been on for 3 days and it's 80 in our house. It's not working. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, then call an HVAC guy. I go, well, how about this? I'm working all day. How about you call the HVAC guy? So we got in a really awesome fight over that.
And then, you want me to call the HVAC guy and then you'll criticize which one I called and how much it cost?
100%.
No, you throw yourself into that bus, into that. Buddy. Yeah.
So he finds an HVAC guy. And boy, did he ever.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
I have to get ready for this. So Eleanor, the HVAC guy shows up and I'm walking into the house. And when I open the door, I see this guy's back. And I was like, oh, hell, whoa,
wait,
sir,
he's back. Was he in a tight shirt?
He was in a polo that was very alluring.
Okay.
It was like a thin cotton and you could just see the outline of every muscle that you can have. And it wasn't overdone. It was just somebody who enjoys working out. So much so that I could tell my husband was sucking it in.
HVAC, like, the V stand for so, V in his back.
That's so then I see Colin looking at the HVAC guy. I'm looking at the back of the HVAC guy. And then I look over to the left and there's Eleanor. And her eyes are open and her mouth is open. And she's like, she's blinking hard. And I don't know what's going on. And then Finn comes in and he's like, laughing his ass off. And I'm like, what is happening? So I yelled at the kids. I was like, go get in the pool. Go get in the pool. We heated it. We're not going to pay for it for nothing. Go get in the pool. So Eleanor goes and puts on what I think is probably her most, you know, freshest bathing suit, if you will.
Okay.
Something with a little je ne sais quoi, a little bit of color.
Okay.
And she finds herself dipping in the pool.
I keep hitting my face on this microphone because I'm laughing. So sorry.
So she's in the pool and she is all of a sudden doing lots of like
showing off.
She's showing off.
Yeah,
she's doing at first she was doing wind sprints, which is exactly what I would have done, like swimming as fast as you can to show that you're showing off. And then she was like, maybe if I do something more in the, like, you know, what is that kind of swimming?
Like swimming ballet or whatever.
Swimming ballet, like
synchronized swimming,
like legs up. And Tyler, that's his name, which is a hot name. Have you ever met a guy?
The HVAC guy's
name is Tyler.
Mine's always like a Larry or something.
No, totally. And when he turns around, I'm not joking you. I'm like, why do you look like this? He had crystal blue eyes. He's so handsome. He's so cute. He's young. And he's like, kind of annoyed with us, so that's hot.
Because it's L.A. He's probably also a model.
Yeah,
he's
probably.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
Back on his HVAC skills.
So he's like up there like working on the thing and you can see his like arms. All of us are watching. All of us have posted up in different places. I'm on a rocking chair trying to make it look like I'm watching the kids. My kids are like staring up at him. Eleanor's doing like swan dives. My husband's doing, you know, push-ups on the ground. We're all like completely like taken with this HVAC guy, and I can tell he's uncomfortable because his face, he's starting to like blush. Not uncomfortable, but we're weird.
Well, okay, well, he put that extra medium shirt on. He knew it was tight, okay? He didn't get the extra large.
Yeah, he definitely was like, so Colin was like,
he's like, I wanted to impress somebody. It was not this family. I was hoping maybe I'd go to a bar after work and meet a lady, but now family. I've got four unwanted advances.
We're like the Irish orangutans.
That woman has her shirt off and her boobs are hanging out. I know it's hot. It's not that
She's
hot.
She's looking
ma'am.
For something casual.
It's not that hot.
Yeah, it's
ma'am,
not that hot,
outside.
Ma'am. I'm like, well, I just wanted to put on my sexiest attire. So Eleanor goes in the house. Or here's what I love about her. And Finn is like this with me too, because they haven't stopped being this way with me yet, but they're just really open, especially
yeah,
Eleanor. And
so
she
great.
Comes over and she goes, "Mom, have you checked out the HVAC guy?" And she goes like this, like an old lady. She goes, "Rrr." And I go, "Eleanor, do you think he's cute?" She's like, "So cute. He has so many muscles." And I go, "I know." So then I go inside and I'm in the hallway. I'm in the hallway looking at Eleanor in the laundry room. And behind me is Tyler. He's 6 feet behind me, but Eleanor can't see him. So Eleanor comes in and Finn goes, Eleanor's in love with the air conditioning guy. And she's like, "He's just really cute. I don't know if I'm in love with him."
No.
And I go, "Well, he's just right there." And Eleanor's face, like her big ass blue eyes got to the, like they were, she was like,
I just got scared in my back. I just got embarrassed.
You know what
her.
It made me realize though? I was like, that is a core memory for her. This will be forever frozen in her brain because she is now in love with an HVAC guy. Listen, I had Tarzan when I was young. She's got the HVAC guy. Like that guy, that moment, she was so embarrassed. But here's what's great about Eleanor. She was like, "I'm embarrassed, but I'm not done." So she sat down at the table and she started to, we're eating dinner and Tyler is telling us about the air conditioning and Finn is laughing and Eleanor is staring and my husband's flexing.
What do you have on the lower half? Are we shorts?
I barely
jeans?
Have on pants.
Oh,
and this poor guy,
Tyler
has on baggy pants and workman shoes, which for me doesn't, because I think he's not a faker. He's like knows how to, are you going to be hot and can fix shit? You're going to be hot and you can make
you
my house cold?
You're going to have to crawl to find that unit either. And you may quote
unit.
Me.
I don't know the unit.
You don't know where you're going to have to crawl.
It was so weird. We were sitting at our dining room table and Tyler was standing at the front of it. And I'm sure in his head, he was like, "Why are this just such a weird family?" We're all staring at him. He's going through this stuff that we can buy. And in his head, he's like, "I just say this shit because maybe you'll buy it and then I make money." He wants to get out of there as fast as he can. And we're hanging on every word. And then
he's like, "Usually nobody listens when I say
I know.
This
I go,
stuff,
but- Tyler, I'm sorry if you feel weird. It's because we all think you look like a superhero." And his – was that weird that I said that?
No.
Okay. Because his face got so red, but he started to giggle. And then Eleanor was like – yeah, I was just Eleanor was like – So Tyler, the HVAC guy, really left an impression in our house.
Could I get his card?
Yes. He was – incredibly sweet. Thank you, Tyler. I will give you a giant shout out for making our family as weird as we can be. But little Eleanor, she's having all these awakenings.
Well, I will say, I'm going to blame a lot of that situation on how much she's been binge watching The Golden Girls.
She has.
It feels like her, that's very,
Eleanor's entire space is, Murder, She Wrote, Golden Girls. She did watch a little bit of Love is Blind, but I wouldn't let her watch all of it. But I love what she takes away from it. She has comments that I think are very
astute
and sweet. And I'm like, please stay in this lane and you will date well.
Yeah.
You know, she's just so funny, but I love that she's so open about these feelings that she's having.
Yeah.
She also is really curious and asking a lot of questions. She asked me, "Hey mommy, what's an orgasm?" And I go, "An orgasm?" I go, "Is that a pirate?"
Kristen cannot not do bits.
I go, "Hey, it's a pirate. It's a happy pirate." And she's like, "No, mom, what's an, it's, I think it's called an orgasm." And I go, "You know what? I know you have a lot of questions about Tyler and I know you have a lot of questions about the orangutans, but I don't have a lot of answers right now. So can I just put that on the list and we'll get to it later?" And she's like, "Yep."
Well, let's not confuse her. What if she just associates that feeling with HVAC? You're like, "Why are you so interested in heating and cooling systems all
I think
of
there's
sudden?
Things that you could be into that are worse than that.
That's true.
That's just a steady income. If she opens an HVAC company, it's just Tyler's all day. She's just the smartest person ever met.
That's if you know how to fix an HVAC and it's really hot out, you are the most important person on the planet.
You are a savior.
Honestly. Yeah.
You're a savior. And if you're smart, you'll hire people that look like Tyler. So people like me are like, oh.
So just a reminder that Dashiell is 6 weeks older than Eleanor. Yes. They're in the same, like, phase. I think...
We think they were in the same womb.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Very possibly. But so Dashiell is a... He's a little bit more nervous about asking stuff, but I will say he is, like... He's open. He, like, asks questions very, like, earnestly and stuff. Like, way, way, way more than me or my brother felt like we could be with our parents growing up. But I've said to him a couple times, like, in the last, like, few weeks, I go, don't disconnect from me because I feel him starting to. And in my head, like, I don't know if this is true or not, but I have this thing, like, if I can always – sit next to him on the couch and hold his hand and have an earnest conversation with him, like, it feels like things will be okay.
Yes.
Like, even in those, like, really rough years, we talk about middle school in our new show and how scary it is. And really, like, everything I've heard is like, oh, it all just depends on, like, who they're hanging out with, like, who has access to them, like, who's influencing their decisions.
It's true.
And I feel like as long as he doesn't, like, shut me out, I have a chance.
You
know what I mean?
Well, you're trying to find those stolen moments. Like, this morning – Finn brought me a piece of toast and a love note this morning.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, I needed to say that Finn gets a win because I throw that guy under the bus in the show a lot. And it's fair and it's earned. And it's funny and it's fair. And I'm sorry that he's not there to say his side of it. He can write a show one day and talk about me and throw me under the bus. And then I'll take 20%. Thanks.
Okay, well, that's nice because every morning I ask for a hug and my son headbutts me in the sternum.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at right now. I'm like,
it's just stolen moments.
And I have to explain hugging again. I'm like, put your arms up, put them around me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give me the tap. That's a distancing technique. You give me a squeeze. You give me a squeeze because I pay for your fancy shoes. Don't patronize
me with
your
hug. Is that a distancing?
It is.
What's that mean? Like, if I tap you?
It means I'm done with the hug.
I'm done with the hug?
So if you go in with a tap, but that's what you do is you break away from a hug. So if you go in with a tap, you're not wanting to give the hug. You got to go in with a squeeze.
Well, you know me. I'm a...
Kristen goes in and I'm like, it hurts. Spock. Just give me the Spock around the sternum. Yeah.
Because I need it. I do. I rub. Because... I know that when you hug for like 7 seconds, your biorhythms connect with the other person's biorhythms. And it kind of is like you're filling your own gas tank with good. It's like really, really good to hug. Like we're all talking about how we're all disconnected. There's nothing that makes you more connected than a hug.
Yeah.
And if you stay in that hug for a little bit too long, there's a little part of you that starts like you kind of want to feel like you want to cry. It's because it's a very vulnerable thing to stay in a hug longer than you're supposed to because you're saying like, oh, now I get to actually feel the thing. So I do try to like – even like when we're doing the VIP lines and – the meet and greets, I will hug for a little longer than probably some of the women are expecting because I'm like, I'm not letting go of you. I'm getting something out of this and you're getting something out of this and we're going to go longer than just a sweet little like cheek to cheek. I'm going to grab you and I'm going to be aggressive. And
I mean, I think that connection, especially with the kids, means something too. And like,
absolutely.
I cuddle with Delilah every morning. Like I go and wake her up.
I know that picture is so cute. Again, your husband with the freaking... If my husband saw cuddling with Eleanor, he would jump in the cuddle. He would never think, I'm going to take my phone out and take a picture of this treasuring moment. He'd be like, well, I want some of that. I want to get in on that.
That's sweet, too.
That's a single bed. It's not a lot of room. And he's got graduate papers to write.
Well, he did. He took a picture of it, and I was glad because it's been our what do you call it? Our habit to do it like every morning before school.
So nice. Ritual.
A ritual, yeah. And so she, if I don't give her enough hugs in the morning, she goes, wait, and has me come back and gives me like a hard squeeze, like legs and everything. And I'm like, I have to do this for as long as she will let me do this because then we stay connected. And like, I'll do like Dash. He, like I said, head butts me in the sternum and I squeeze him.
Yeah.
And then I'm giving him kisses like this.
Yeah.
So he's got like 10 or something like that. So I'm like, he can't go off to school thinking I'm not trying, you know, like.
I hug Finn as much as I can and he gets annoyed and I don't care. That's the truth. I don't care.
Listen,
I don't care. I'm going to hug him. I'm going to hug him when I'm mad. I'm going to hug him when I'm happy. Sometimes I'm going to hug him a little too tight because he pissed me off, but I'm going to hug him all the time.
You know what my son did yesterday too? Can I throw him under the bus?
Please, okay. Please, because I literally throw Finn under the bus all the time.
Okay. So we were at Delilah, she does ukulele. And so Dash was doing his homework while she was in doing ukulele. And he looks up and he goes, "Ah, Delilah." And I was like, did it just come from nowhere? Like it just came from your brain to scream at your sister? Because Delilah will, in her sleep, yell at her brother. Like they're just, they're at that age where they're like butting heads all the time. And I'll go in and check on her and accidentally like wake her up a little bit. And she's like, "Dash,
Dash."
Like swearing at
her. I'm going to kill you later.
So I was like, what is going on? He goes, "That picture hanging up like on the music teacher's board." Yeah. He goes, "I made that." So in his head, he's made up this thing where she stole his artwork and tried to pawn it off on the music teacher as something that she did. Like he's got this whole like narrative.
Everybody's in Falcon Crest when you're siblings.
Oh,
it's all about deceit and deception. And
so he was
everybody's stealing everything.
So pissed off. I go, "Hold on, wait, let me go investigate."
Yeah.
Because it was like one of those like repeating patterns of fish, you know, you're doing like that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, every school does these. Probably every teacher does.
Yeah.
Let's make sure it's even yours. So I go, sure enough, it's his. So I was like, okay.
Delilah was like, "I took it in the middle of the night.
Well, here's
I erased his name and put my own.
No.
And I don't regret it. I don't."
It said Dashiell on the back of it. It's not a common name. So I was like, okay, well, it's his. But also I'm like, how are you keeping track of stuff? Because
where's your water bottle, Dashiell?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where's
Thank
that?
Thank you.
Where are your Crocs?
It doesn't have the lid on it, and it's ruining yet another library book for the second week in a row.
Yeah.
That's what it's doing. So
that
he's
tracks.
Not, like, got attention to detail.
No.
He's 10.
No.
So we go to leave. He kind of, like, forgets about it, and he goes, "Wait, Delilah, I need to talk to you." Calls her back inside the building to like have this convo. And I was like,
I love how they think they can do that like without us. You know what I mean? Like,
we are
no longer in control of the situation. Like Dashiell can basically like call a meeting.
No, you can't ask where the remote is without me present because you're going to scream at
her. We're like, I am involved in these decisions.
Yeah. So I forget that he's so upset about this because, you know, enough time has elapsed. And I go in there. And I see he's just got this angry face. He's pointing at it, and she's standing like this. I go, "Delilah, did you bring that here?" She goes, "No." Now she will say no, but it is a very obvious lie. If she is like, she looks at you like she doesn't understand the words that you're saying. So, but I could tell she didn't do it. And he's like, "It's mine. You have no right." Like he's that addicted.
Go get the damn painting.
You have no right to take it. And that's my favorite one.
Always. It's always.
So full of shit,
it's always
two.
The favorite.
And I stop him. And because yesterday we had to deal with like shit going on, people mad at us, whatnot.
It's been a hard week.
Like, it's been just a hard week. And I said to him, I go, "You are not allowed to yell at her because you're upset. You can have that feeling.
You can be upset.
You can be upset. But then you need to put your words together as much as an adult possibly can to communicate what you're upset about."
Yeah. Take the heat out.
Yeah. That's what you need to do. And I go, "Calm down. What? Is there any possibility at all that you left this here?" He goes, "Oh, no." "Oh, no." And I go,
my memory is coming up.
Now that you mentioned that.
Now that you mentioned that.
Daddy and I were waiting for her.
And I had the fish painting and I gave it to her. And that escaped my brain when I was accusing my sister of theft.
And I'm like, "Don't you feel like a jackass for yelling at her?"
He's like, "No, not at all.
In front of all of these people.
Not
you need to apologize in front of all of these people now." So he did.
That's good.
And I just was flipping him shit about it all night. I was like, hey, husband, guess what your hot-headed son over here did? Because there was no reason for it. And Britt, to his credit, owns up. He goes, I did that this week.
Yeah.
I did that this week. Yeah. I had to, like, eat crow.
Yeah, we do.
It was like.
Well, I think you did the right thing. Like, talking to him about how he has to, like, calm down before he talks to somebody is important.
Because I said to him, like, I get it. You can be mad. And I've been having that conversation with Delilah, too, because she's fake crying or she's, like, getting more upset than she needs to about stuff. I'm like, feelings are valid. You can have all of those, but you're not allowed to express them until you got a little bit of fucking perspective on them.
Like, I feel like feelings are valid, but I also feel like feelings are a runaway train sometimes. Yeah. And sometimes there's scaffolding around us that will change our feelings if you just dig in. Meaning, if you're like having big feelings and you're getting ready to go to soccer practice, my vote is shove your kid into that practice, because the sooner they get running and around kids and get their mind off their big feelings, they're going to feel better because they've done this thing. And some parents would be like, I want my kid to work through their big feelings. But to me, that says your feelings are always going to be the most important thing. And sometimes you can't trust them. Sometimes you just haven't had sleep, and sometimes you're hungry, and sometimes, so you've got to get back into the game that you're doing. Cause at the end of the day, you're going to get past those feelings and be able to kind of access like what was really going on at the end.
Yeah.
Man, if that is not one lesson I've learned from us doing this, is to step away and ask myself. My dad always says, halt, don't do anything.
Yeah, I taught Dash that. Yeah,
hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, which means I'll never send an email. but it is true, because I'm like, what am I mad at right now? Sometimes I don't know. Sometimes I don't know if I'm like, what am I mad at? I don't know. So I'm just going to be kind of mad at everybody. So I got to step away. Yeah. Or I think it's fair to be like, hey, I'm in a bad mood. I got it. Like, I don't want to deal with anybody's garbage today. And then I'm like, move everybody out of my way. That's fair. I think you can do that.
I also too am like, I don't always know why I'm mad. I feel like you're good at like sort of verbalizing
why I'm mad. I didn't like that person at Trader Joe's, I'll tell you that much.
It was an inopportune cough. That pause wasn't intentional. No, I think you're good at like verbalizing what it is that you're upset about. And sometimes I can't. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's how I was like learned to communicate what I was feeling. So I'm always like trying to like give my kids like healthy ways to talk about what they're feeling and like have them express them. And sometimes it literally is just like, oh, I'm tired. And everything feels so hard when you're tired.
Yeah.
Or everything feels so awful, or you're scared about a thing. So then everything feels a little bit scary.
Yeah.
You know?
I heard a really good interview with someone that I'm often said that I look exactly like, Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
When she has dark hair, people are like, you guys are twins, basically.
You can't tell them apart. It's
incredible. And especially her nature being just like ethereal and magical. I get that a lot too. And my twin Charlize was saying in an interview that she will look at her children and she'll go, I don't like parenting today.
Yeah.
This is not my favorite day. I've had favorite days. I've had great days. This is not one of them. I'm not having fun right now. And there's something about that that makes me say that. And it kind of takes the heat out of like just how mad I am, because I can get like too mad, I think. Well, I just need to like bring it down a few notches to measure where I'm at. Like if people are like Finn, man, that kid can just set me off. I mean, he's such an antagonist. He's 12. He can be so rude. But I can either say, you know what? This isn't my favorite day right now. And it kind of makes it a 7, or I can go where I want to go, which is like Terry Hensley nuclear.
Yeah.
And I can go to a 15. I don't want to do that. That feels icky. So I'm trying to just let myself go to like a 7.
Ideally, you're going to like model what you want them to do or handle stuff. But
God, like, I'm sorry.
No, that's what all of us are trying to do. But if you can't, it's good to just be able to explain, like, I've had a long day.
Yeah.
Like, it does let air out of your balloon a little, relieve the stress a little bit to say to your kids, like, I don't have the energy to handle this in the right way. And, so if you keep pushing me, this isn't going to go well for either of us.
And I think after the age of 10, you can have those very real conversations, because they can get it. They get it. You can say something like, hey, man, we're a family and we support each other. And I need support right now because I am riding with Jen and I'm scared and I don't know if I'm going to do a good job. And if I have to deal with your crap, I go in a bad mood. It doesn't help me out.
Yeah.
Like, you are a part of this bigger engine. It's not just your life. It's
our
not just
our family's an organism. Our family.
We've always said that. We've said that since the beginning. Even when Finn was born, we were like, our goal is to get back to us working like a machine, not just working around this little, you know, meatball.
Yeah.
And it all has to work together because then life is easier. And it's also just a better way to think about the world. Like, being mindful, like, you know, like Brett saying when he went to Japan, people are just there to like help you get through your day. So then you're helping others people get through their day. And so it's mindful.
Yeah.
And I just want it to be like that.
I mean, all that sounds great, Japan too, but you can't tell me there aren't moms that lose their shit at the end of the day.
No way, they certainly do.
Right.
But there's other people in the community that are helping you with your kid.
Which is nice.
Which is nice.
I will say, to wrap this story up, Dash fell asleep on the couch, which he never does.
Oh, he was tight.
So I put him to bed, you know, like walked him upstairs and I go, so your anger today?
Yeah,
he's that like, was I'm being sorry tired. About the fish. That was being tired.
Yep.
And he's like, yeah.
Tired and hungry.
That's not who you are. That's not like you usually don't do that, you know? And
he's also getting to that age, man. Things are changing in his body. He's getting, you know, they're all like, who knows? They're all rocket ships.
He's like, why do I feel strange about orangutans?
Yeah. why is the HVAC guy?
I do have a mom box.
Okay.
That sort of like goes
it's so
back.
Weird. It's a good
this
one.
Goes back to Finn. So we are getting messages. Thank you. We love to get your
They're
messages.
They're so fun.
We're probably getting 4 or 5 a day at least.
At
right?
least.
Of people saying, and this is how amazing you moms are, is Finn in an Xfinity commercial?
Because if he's not, he's got a doppelganger. That's my favorite. Yes, that is him.
It's him.
He's so cute in it. He had so much fun because everybody in it was his age.
Oh.
So he really got to work with some fun kids and they were all like had good sense of humors and they were all it was a great day. So he's so proud of it. Like, so many people have seen it. And
it's
like
crazy. They must be playing. Yes, that is
Finn. That is Finn.
Yay, that's
Yay.
Him. Good catch, moms.
Good catch, moms. That is for sure him. And he's like, hey, mom, if you want to show it to your mom, so hard. I'm like, calm down. I'll put it on the stories and say that it's you.
You know what? I do think that we should. So, for one, you know what we're referencing if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, we'll put it on the podcast.
But then we can put it on there to show too. Yeah. Like, yes, this is him. Because he's in there a lot, but
it is a good eye, but he's got that he has a line where he's holding a coffee cup. And so it's a good shot of him that looks very like Finn.
Yeah. And also, by the way, Finn looks like Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Looks like Kristen. So like Finn is just basically Kristen with shorter hair.
Yeah. That's right. That's actually true. It is incredible. So I look at that boy and I'm like, I know you look like me.
Yeah.
Like, and not only that, you are me. And I'm fighting with me all the time and me is winning.
My kids look like their dad, whoever that is.
That is not true. Delilah looks exactly like you. That is crazy.
Does she?
Yes. But you know what? She also looks like Lexi, which is interesting.
Oh, she does look like Lexi. Yeah. They have the same hair.
Yeah, they do.
Golly.
Big, thick,
curly
ass hair.
Yeah, may she have that forever like Lexi.
Scottish, Irish, orangutanish.
Yeah.
Uncle.
Yeah.
Guys, did we podcast?
I think we podcasted.
We podcasted.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.